Why did you sit in Dr. Jones?
All right. Do I have a motion to come out of executive session?
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. No votes were taken in executive session.
Do I make the motion?
Yes, you would make the motion.
I make a motion to give the mayor authority to handle a personal issue in the manner we discussed.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, now I will move on to the mayor and council comment portion of the agenda. I will say I want to give everyone an update on the PFAS, PFOA. So I do have a call tomorrow with Brita Filters. They have begun to help about 150 municipalities across the country with, you know, in-home filtration and that sort of thing. So hopefully we can maybe partner up and get some folks, whether it be a pitcher or, you know, a filter for the tap, just to kind of help matters until we can come up with a final solution on the PFAS, PFOA. But like I said, I do have a phone call with those folks tomorrow, and then I will be getting Azure with 40 Lines. You'll be sending me that information for their plant folks to see if maybe they have some filtration that we could try out on the actual wells themselves.
So what you're proposing is temporary help. Would that be like we would purchase those in bulk? Is that what you're looking at, and then like sell
so,
at a
so
discount
what,
to
what,
the
what
customer?
I would recommend doing is seeing if we could get folks signed up, and that way we would know. That way we're not wasting money. You know, get folks to come in and sign up for it, and that way we'll have a number to work with. Because, you know, if we buy 384 of them and only 100,
right,
then we, you know, we've wasted that. That money there, so.
Hey, Curtis, a lot of your kitchen faucets now, instead of having an aerator to screw that little red up in front, you have to put it under the counter, because a lot of your aerators now don't screw off, and a lot of them are those pull out spray heads, so it'd be hard to filter it right there on top of the
counter.
I was going to say piggyback, but I won't. To ask to your company, does your company offer anything?
Yeah, we have several. When I sell Brita, we sell Aquapure.
You're going straight to Brita.
Well, yeah,
so
I'm
cut out Tim Ball.
Well, no, I don't know how that would get handled. That would be a, you know, a question I would ask tomorrow, but I do know it's called the Brita Elite.
Yeah.
And it's PFAS, PFOA certified.
That's sure to the air, right?
Do you have
it's
any
not
other
been
options?
Decided that we actually need to do that yet, the PFAS, you know, those.
Yeah, that
you get through those tests and stuff. And,
right.
And one of the procedures for handling that would be to put a filtration system on the pumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with John Schweitzer about this and some others, and that's an extremely expensive option. If we have to go to that 5 years down the road. We haven't got there yet. We don't have tests saying our wells are bad. We need to do that.
Yep.
Right, right.
So I can't see.
No, we don't need to
reaching
do
out to a filtration.
Yeah.
Well, just trying to be proactive if we do. No,
yeah, I mean,
not,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
don't jump and do
it. If it comes back and work and we get two tests that are positive, then I'm going to say that you're probably going to run the risk of we have a problem. And at that point, we would probably want to start trying to come up with some solutions.
Nobody drinks the water anyway, bottle water.
I do. I drink it right out of my refrigerator, and I make ice. So I'm not afraid. Because if I lick my pans.
Yes, you could get contaminated with PFAS.
Or clean my teeth.
With floss.
This was very disappointing. middle glasses got it on. So, I mean, you know, really, I did some research on this.
You can't believe all that stuff you do, Darryl, you know it, don't you?
Oh, no, I mean, I went to several.
That was on the Clean Water Act from the government, so.
Well, we know we can do everything they say.
I went to several sources that weren't just, you know, read this kind of thing. But, we got tests scheduled.
We do, yes. Switzer is actually gonna be taking the samples for us. So what the EPD recommended is that we do about 6 months of initial testing.
Yeah.
And then kind of get us a good baseline. But like I said, if you do 2-3 months and you're positive every time, then you know you're gonna have an issue.
And you pointed out to me that the people that are doing the testing have to not be wearing PFAS gloves. And
there,
I mean,
is a high rate of error in that test. It is.
If you contaminate the water when you're doing the test by wearing a raincoat that's got scotch guard on it, then you're invalidating the water test. So there's very high level of regulations on how they do those tests. And that's one reason why they have to do multiple tests to see if there is a danger of somebody.
Yeah, I mean, the EPD actually on their website.
Contaminating the sample.
They have a video, a YouTube video, that shows the steps that you have to go through to perform the PFAS PFOA test when you're collecting it. There is margin for error, especially like, you know, if you don't know that you're not supposed to be wearing rubber gloves and, you know, a water-resistant, waterproof shirt, then you run the risk of contaminating that sample that you're working with. And that it takes two people to do it, according to the EPD website. But that's all I had. I just wanted to throw that out there for the council and the folks that we appreciate you sitting through that. And,
yes.
Well, we appreciate the update, sir.
Does anyone else have anything? Well, then I guess we
make a motion and we adjourn the meeting.
All right, do I have a second?
I'll second.
And I had 4 seconds, so all in favor, aye. Motion carries unanimously.
See y'all next time.
Thanks, Elliot. I tried to get us out of here as fast as I could, man.